We are less than 30 days till Purim, and I want to start a new mini-series on Drushos of the Amorayim. The Gemara in Megillah goes through several Davim of Agadata, really starting on Daf Yodam and Beis. And basically the beginning of the Agadata goes through many reiterations of the same idea, where it'll say, Paschala, Pischala, Hai Parshasame Hacha. That it speaks about, I think about 18 Amorayim who would give their Purim drasha, and they would open up with a certain teaching, a certain pasuk, a certain drasha on a pasuk, and these seem to be the Purim drashas that these Amorayim would give. The diuk that I have from Rashi says, Kishahaya rotze lidrosh beinyan igras Purim, that when these Amorayim, when each Amora would want to give a drasha regarding Purim and the Igeres Purim, the Megillah, Hayamasa Lidrosh Mikrazeh, he would start from this pasuk. So it seems to me that this was a consistent theme. Each one was a consistent theme in the lives of these Amorayim as they would give over their Purim Shirim. They saw these each teaching as almost like a prism to see the whole Megillah and all of Purim through. So really what we have is like a gold mine of Purim drashos, about 18 Purim drashos that go over two amudim, and there's so much to gain from them. I want to do our best to reconstruct these drashos in just a short time, a few minutes for each one, but to reconstruct these legendary drashos to get a basic understanding of what they might have been speaking about. So using other sources and other Gemaros in Megillah and elsewhere to try to put together the basic theme of the drasha that the Amorayim were sharing in each instance. So we'll try to do one a day, maybe off on Shabbos and things like that, and maybe we'll be able to cover all of them by the time we get to Purim. And hopefully we'll be able to enhance our Purim at least a little bit if we'll even glean from just one of them, it'll be Kedai. Okay, so the first teaching is about a third, two-thirds of the way down the Amud Megillah Yud Beis Yud Daf Yud Amud Beis. So the Gemara starts. Rabbi Yonasan pasach la pischa lahai parshasa mehacha. Rabbi Yonasan would open up his drasha with the following pasuk. He would quote a pasuk in Yeshayahu. The pasuk says, "V'kamti aleichem v'gomer v'echrati levavel shem u'sha'ar v'nin v'nechen nu'am Hashem." So he says, "I'm gonna rise against them." Yeshayahu, in the name of Hashem, saying, "I'm going to rise against them." And he says, "V'echrati, I'm gonna cut off levavel. I'm gonna cut off." From Bavel, the following things: Shame Usha'ar V'nin V'neched, right? That a Sha'ar is a relative, a Nin is offspring, V'neched also a grandchild. Nu'am Hashem, the word of Hashem. So he's going to cut off these four things. So then Rav Yonasan goes on to darshan each of these four things. Shame Zehaksav. Shame refers to the Ksav, their script, right? Rashi notes that Ein lahen ksav ela meuma acheres, so their language wasn't their own language of the Babylonians, and then he says Sha'ar zel lashon. That's also their language, right? That meaning the ksav is the written language, the Sha'ar is the spoken language. Nin zel malchus, that refers to the offspring, refers to the kingdom. The neched and the grandchild zu Vashti. This is Vashti, whom we know. The Gemara speaks about where she comes from Belshazzar, from Nebuchadnezzar, and that is the drasha. And that's it. The next words of the Gemara go on to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani's opening drasha. So, what might we be able to gain from this pasuk? Why would Rabbi Yonasan start off this pasuk with start off his Purim drasha with this pasuk? Yeshayahu talking about the future destruction of Bavel. So what the pshat might be is the following. Right? The truth is that the only part that seems to have anything to do with Purim is the Vashti part, right? I mean, we know that the Purim story is Parashamadai. It's not Bavel. Bavel happened nice time before this, maybe 70 years before, around there. What does anything have to do with Bavel? Okay, the Vashti piece, yeah. But I think that that really this is what we're supposed to get out of it, right? This indicates that the promised destruction of Bavel wouldn't be complete until really the first parakah of the Megillah. That's what Yeshayahu is saying, that the destruction of Bavel is going to extend. It's going to be going through their ksav and their lashon, and it's going to go to the destruction of the neched, which is of Nebuchadnezzar, the descendant of Nebuchadnezzar, which is Vashti, meaning that the first Perek of Megillah, Perek Aleph of the Megillah, Megillah's Esther, is where the end of the destruction of Bavel will be. And the relevance of that really, it may be as follows, that the story of Purim and Galus Paras and Madai in general shouldn't be viewed in a vacuum. You know, we tend to grow up learning about the story of the Purim story, the Megillah, and Achashverosh and Mordechai and Esther and Haman, and everyone knows the story, and we know them since we're kids, and it's one of the most famous stories that we have, right? But the problem is that historically speaking, it's much later than many other stories in Tanakh and so much of Jewish history, but people very often view the Purim story in a limited vacuum and don't really know what happened before, right? But Achashverosh's party was made based on the same motivation and kind of miscalculations as Belshazzar, Melech Bavel, who's Vashti's father. The Gemara and Megillah says this explicitly, right? He brought out we know that famously the Gemara says that Achashverosh brought out the Kalim with the Beis Hamikdash. That's what Chazal say. Chazal tell us that on Yud Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Megillah, but the psukim that explicitly speak about this in Tanakh are about how Belshazzar did that before Achashverosh did, right? There's a whole story that happens. You know, if you have to read, Navi to understand of Galus Bavel, to see what happened there. You have to read, you know, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah to understand what's going on during their time in Bavel and what's happening around the time of the Purim story to really know what's going on. Right, and even from a spiritual perspective, the Gemara says in Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai speaks about how one of the primary things that caused the whole threat of annihilation in the Purim story is the bowing to the tselem of Nebuchadnezzar, the idol that Nebuchadnezzar put up. But you need to know the story, and if you just learn Purim alone and you don't know what's going on in Sefer Daniel, you don't know about this background, you're missing part of it, right? And this also sheds light on why it was so important that Mordechai refused to bow to Haman, this Gemara with Rishon Bar Yochai, because he's telling us that bowing to idols was one of the big problems in the first place. So now Mordechai refusing to bow to Haman really plays a much bigger part than we would think of before when we just hear the story stam. So the story of the Megillah is very much connected to Galus Bavel. And one can't fully appreciate the Purim story without having that awareness. And I think that's what Rabbi Yonasan is trying to get at with this pasuk. He tells us that this pasuk in Yeshayahu, which speaks about the destruction of Bavel and alludes to the death of Vashti, the death of Vashti is the completion of the retribution against Bavel, and Purim, the Purim story and Galus Paras and Madai and the big Yeshua should be seen in that context. And one piece of Purim prep that somebody can do, especially if someone looks at of course you should look at the Megillah every year and try to have the opportunity to learn more about the Purim story. But let's say you do that every year and you already know that. You should still do it this year, but maybe to take a peek through Sefer Daniel, just to look over basically what's going on in Sefer Daniel to know some of the background to this and see what's really going on behind the scenes and where the Jewish people were holding spiritually and physically to really gain an appreciation for the Purim story in a more expanded way.